Well, well, well. I thought we had more time.
Thought we were going to make it to episode 80. And I kind of like...
My prediction was almost correct.
It was, but I would be lying if I didn't think we had a little bit more left in the tank.
Yeah, it's just really sad.
It is very
really sad.
Really sad
how it all ended. It really is. Sad.
Yeah.
It's just so sad, isn't it?
It's really sad.
It is. So it's sad. So are we good to go or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Cool. Yeah, that's good. I'm sorry I'm late.
That was good. I feel this odd sense of like territorialism over y'all coming on my couch.
Yeah?
Never do that again.
I felt like I was in someone's house and I wasn't invited to.
You didn't belong. Yeah. So?
Oh, I'm fucking back. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
It was crazy. Our last episode was called We're Taking a Break.
And then we took a break.
It was only a week.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
I think it was 2 weeks.
I don't even know.
Yeah. It's been 2 weeks.
It felt like forever. And before I start yapping, Aspen, I just want to know, man, how's it been?
So everybody, like when I got banned, everybody's like messaging me like, I hope you're okay. I hope you're fine. And like, meanwhile, I'm sitting in my backyard, like drinking one of those like pure cane sugar Coca-Colas on my phone, reading comments about myself, watching random YouTube videos. I've had the greatest 2 weeks of my life. It's been great.
Really?
Yes, of course. It's been fine. I've just been hanging out, cleaning up my house, playing video games, and fucking around. It's been great.
Cleaning up your house how much?
A lot.
Okay,
walk me through it.
So I've cleaned up about 50% of the house. Like overall, I would say
that's
about
50%. That's really good for 2 weeks by yourself.
The only reason it's not more is because there is so much shit in the house. I can't move everything around yet because I have to throw it away systematically each week.
Yeah, I heard you were donating some of it to charity.
I am, actually.
You gave for your free garbage.
Yes, that's right.
Wait, what'd you give to charity?
Like old clothes, yeah, stuff like that. Clothes, I think there's a couple of like random just pieces of bullshit, et cetera. Like a humidifier, things like that. Random bullshit you give to Goodwill.
Okay.
You know, it's been a year since your last house tour.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we gotta go back in there.
When you're all done, we should go back.
Okay.
Show the world what you did.
All right. That's fine
with me. Have you been getting help or is it just like...
I just soloed it.
That is insane.
Yeah, I did it myself. Like, honestly, I've been like being physically active like 4 to 6 hours a day.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been fine. Like, yeah, it's been great. No problem at all.
I am going to admit, I am a little bit disappointed. I was hoping that you would shave your head while you were gone. And
no.
I swear, dude, I thought he was going to come back shaved head, like spirit Buddha nods, like third eye on his forehead, like monk robes.
No, I'm chilling. Like, maybe we'll see what happens, right? But I'm not planning on that just quite yet.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing you did while you were gone?
My favorite thing that I did?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Great.
That was the best part about it. Like, I woke up and I was walking down to the gas station and I was thinking to myself, I'm going to do this tomorrow too. I'm not going to do anything today. I'm not going to do anything tomorrow. That's it.
Damn.
God damn.
Bro, I need to get banned.
It's great.
I don't know how you aren't banned at this point.
I know. True.
Wait, have you ever been banned on Twitch?
Never. Dude,
that's crazy.
I am literally, Aspen,
you're not that bad. You're just like, you push people a little bit.
Dude, I watched the entirety of Dragon Ball Super Broly on stream for 2.5 hours.
Twitch doesn't ban for that. It's just if the company wants to strike you.
Well, they banned another streamer for streaming Lord of the Rings. So I just assumed that maybe I would get banned for streaming that because it's Toei. So did you learn anything?
Yeah, I got a receipt from 2008 and I saw that like KFC was only $3.70 or something like that, back then, which was crazy.
Goddamn inflation.
Yeah, I know. And that was a two piece chicken meal with a drink and it was a medium drink too. Yep. That's a 32 ounce, by the way.
Is inflation like inflating faster?
I would assume so, yeah, because like 10% of 10%, like 10% of 110% is, you know, like 11%,
so
right?
Then like in 10 years, how much will a fast food meal cost?
I don't know, probably like, I would say in 10 years, like real actual question, $20.
Whew.
Yeah, I mean, I remember back in 2020, I was getting the $5 fill-up meal from
$15.
Remember $5 foot long? Now they're like, what, $8?
Yeah.
The $55 foot longs.
Yeah. $5 foot meal, mashed potatoes, gravy, cheese, cookie, and a drink. I have two of them. That was Canadian $5.
And where was that?
That was in Canada, London, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just fast food inflation is worse because I swear you go to a sit-down restaurant and it's like kind of the same it's always been.
It is.
Fast food is just becoming like sit-down prices for some reason.
That's fair, yeah.
No, you're completely right. And like, why would you want to go to like McDonald's if you could get a better burger at a sit-down restaurant for like $2 more, right? Yeah. Because like back in the day, it used to be like $6 for a meal at fast food and it was like $15 for a meal at like Chili's or like one of the sit-down restaurants.
Wait, no, is it bad that I like McDonald's burgers more than like a sit-down burger?
I mean, specifically McDonald's, absolutely it's bad. Frick. They're fucking disgusting.
So
it tastes so good.
I really want to go back on this. So did you feel any difference in your community while Asmund was gone?
Oh God.
Yes. No, actually no. Okay, before I tell my story, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
it's been a great 2 weeks.
Someone tweeted out and they said, when the Lich King gets banned, the roaches scatter.
Yes, that's what I was... I was playing TCG Card Shop and I was like being like, oh, man, I'm just not getting lucky with these packs. And then this first-time chatter is like, lol, just sacrifice an e-girl for the polls. And I was like, man, like, Asmund wasn't kidding when he said he's the Lich King. Like, why are they here?
Yeah, I loved it, man. I loved it. I made an emote for it because you can tell.
There's an emote?
Oh, yeah.
What's the emote?
It was called Free Asmund.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what was coming type in my chat.
Sure.
It was great. I made the chat go really fast, and it's a little roach.
Okay.
Yeah, a little roach because I knew it was one of yours. It was great. God. The things I've seen, man. I mean, they've been saying, oh, man, gonna enjoy watching it till Asmund's back.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, okay.
Oh, man.
So, you know, it was fun babysitting for a little bit.
I'm sure it was really fun.
It was. You know, they were receptive. They really wanted me to talk about politics. And I'm like, all right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about Hassan? What do you think about Frogan?
Yeah. What happened
with Frogan. What was the hot take about that? Oh, my God. Who's doing this? Yeah, absolutely.
Then I originally saw the Frogan thing. And I was going to move past it. But then they were really insistent that I
went in. Because I'm not live.
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing is like, again, like when I come back tomorrow, everybody, they'll all be gone and they'll be in my channel talking about how, you know, like the South should have won the Civil War or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything's going to be back to normal.
Yep. I got pushed to play a game on stream today. Not sure if you checked LSF. I never do. Twitcher Terrorist. Have you seen that?
No.
So they send you quotes, and you have to guess whether it was a terrorist or a Twitch streamer that said it.
That's crazy.
It's really hard.
Wait, do you have examples?
You know what's really funny? Is that I bet the terrorist ones are more well-spoken.
That's what's crazy, is looking back on it, they absolutely are.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I'm going to play that tomorrow for sure.
Yep, enjoy, man. That was
like, that's my
There's
day an, one.
Another one I've seen called, it was like pedophile or teacher.
That's crazy. That's insane.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from our sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods is an awesome place to shop where you can find all sorts of unique stuff for yourself or for your friends and family. I'm talking handcrafted, original fun gifts, not boring, mass-produced garbage. They focus on supporting small artists and business who value quality over quantity. That includes products that you can personalize, stuff that's more meaningful and often handmade in the U.S., and with every purchase from Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. Uncommon Goods has a wide variety of products, so you won't have any trouble finding a gift for any type of person. They've got stuff you've never even heard of, like this dope Nachosaurus snack serving dish set. Dig in, guys. Don't be shy. To get 50% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/steak. That's uncommongoods.com/steak for 50% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. Do you have any big changes or any great planned content for the next couple of days?
I do. I have a lot of plans for like new content, et cetera. I guess like since this will come out by the time that I'm live, you know, I can just say like I'm going to do like the P.O. Box unboxings again. And yep. I'm going to do like, you know, different tournaments for games. So I'm going to do like Sparking Zero. I know obviously like you wouldn't be able to be part of that.
Okay, you understand but, I beat him.
Well, I mean, of course.
And I beat it on regular difficulty.
After you
wait,
beat
how,
it.
Why was it so bad?
People are saying that I couldn't beat Vegeta. I did beat it. I did beat it.
Of course, yeah. No, it took an hour, but you got it. I know.
Bro, you lost to regular Vegeta 9 times.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to play the game.
Neither did I.
Yeah, the same thing. I lost like 8 or 9 times.
Exactly. And then after you figure out how to play, it's easy.
Yeah, but it's... I don't want to argue.
I can't believe you counted. Yeah, you knew. VOD, you knew how many times I died.
I went back through your VOD. I was so salty.
That was actually a good game. I actually like Sparking Zero.
I bet you do.
Insanely good.
Yep, I bet you guys love it.
Yeah, it's a great game.
You want to know why you guys love it?
Why?
Because, not going to say that.
Just say it, dude. Who cares? Don't be a pussy. Just say it, dude. You're like the craziest shit on Twitter.
Okay.
Anyway.
I love Dragon Ball so much. It's been my favorite series for so long, and I understand it is a perfect rendition of Tenkaichi. I just wanted something that pushed the boundaries a little bit more.
Story-wise?
Just wanted a little bit more innovation, and I thought the story mode was a joke, and I think the AI is a little bit overtuned, and I'm worried about how that's going to affect the initial consumer enjoyment for the first 2 hours.
You mean in the campaign?
Yeah, that's it.
The AI is over...
When
I was playing it, the AI were like going to sleep sometimes. I'd be like, oh, thank God he's just standing there. Time to charge.
So it goes from them being zombies to them being God himself. It just depends.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Wait, like which fight?
Once again, I would like to make this very clear. I beat the whole story. I beat it in 2.5 hours. It's not that long. I'm just saying some fights all of a sudden would just be really hard. The Great Ape Vegeta was fucking ridiculous.
That, it was like a big difficulty jump. It was a big, but it wasn't that bad.
It was a big spike. Oh, I hate this. I hate this because I know people are going to say, oh man, Techie's an idiot. Fuck it, I don't care, man. Y'all win. I don't care, man.
Oh my God,
dude,
times are changing. He's folding.
Yeah, I give up. Fuck it. Hell no.
It's you just go into sparking mode and you just press basic attack. Yeah. And they die.
I know.
Like, they don't do anything.
Wait, you mean the... throwing the balls?
No, I don't mean... No, just punch, 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 punch. Because it stuns
them. You weren't using the lasers and shit?
Well, every once in a while I throw one out. But like, no, I don't need to.
Once again, I beat it all. I beat the whole thing. And I did the sparking abuse. I did all that. I did that whole thing.
It's not abuse. It's the name of the fucking game.
Sure, but okay. I feel like that's like,
it's like saying using Souls and Dark Souls is abuse.
No, I would say it's more like using Smash Balls in Super Smash Bros. Wait,
what the hell is a Smash Ball?
The thing where like everybody turns off items. Everybody turns off items in Smash.
Have you played Smash? Surely you have. It's that orb that floats around and everyone smacks it. And if you get it, you get your ult.
Yeah. Oh. And then you automatically kill them.
Yeah, so...
Unless you miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you miss.
Well I'm very confused.
Why?
Like, so is the ball bad?
I think the ball's bad.
Why?
Okay, no, the ball is an item, and in pro play they don't use items.
Of course.
But in pro play they would have Sparking Zero.
Yeah, of course.
I think in pro play, I think they're going to turn off Sparking. Or at least they wouldn't be able to abuse
Sparking. No, because it'd be so hype because a good player won't let them charge.
Exactly.
Or they will both charge and then it's like
you're
hype
right.
when they have it.
Yeah.
Right. That's like the anime. That's the thing. Is that the game Sparking Zero is so fucking good because it focuses on the power fantasy.
For pro play
of
they
Dragon
have to have it because either a good player won't let you charge or you both charge, like you trade to charge and then you fight in Sparking
and
Zero.
And you don't have a pro scene if you don't have a massive player base that likes watching it. And honestly, it's really cool whenever you're in Sparking mode and you're using the different abilities. You're teleporting around. It's badass.
So here's the thing. Okay, I've been doing this thing on stream lately where I'm becoming hyper aware of everything. I understand the correct thing to say right now is... you guys are right. I love Sparking Zero.
Dude, that's called becoming a pussy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm just not going to say that. I think the game was a very lackluster that lacks innovation.
You make a good point in the campaign.
The slideshow sucked.
I think that they should have had a version of the campaign that put chronologically every encounter in order.
Absolutely.
I think that they should have had a version of that because a lot of people were confused and I could see them being confused, absolutely. Right? Because like this Sparking Zero, I feel like went so much harder than like Budokai or Tenkaichi. Like way more people are playing it and talking about it and everything. And I do feel like a lot of people, at least from my community, were like, wait a minute. Well, what about like, you know, whenever Gohan fought Cell, right? Or like, you know, anything like that. Like, well, where'd that go? But like, of course, that's not in it because there's a separate storyline. But it's hard for a person to like immediately understand that.
Dude, Vegeta's story didn't even go to Super.
Yeah.
It just stops.
They're probably, I think they're going to add more of it because they have a lot of like post-release content plans. And I think they're going to now because of how well the game was received.
I really do hope they work on it because I was also very sad because I wanted to see Android 21 in the game and she wasn't in there. And that sucks.
As a fighter?
As a fighter.
Is she the blonde one?
No, that's
Android 18. Android 21 is the Majin Android, the pink girl with the white hair.
Pink. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I actually don't.
The hottest character in Dragon Ball Z?
Man.
She's like a big lady. She got boobs, pink skin, white hair.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anything but human, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Just like Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon.
I fucking love Pokemon.
That's crazy, huh?
Oh, man. I thought that shit was so funny.
It was.
Dude, people were like tweaking over that shit.
Really?
Like,
Did you see any of this?
With the leaks?
Yes.
Oh, I read the two.
Three?
Okay, I read the one with all the slack offs and then I read.
That's the best
one. I read the one with the.
Typhlosion.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you read the Octillery?
Octillery? No.
This guy goes and like face fucks an Octillery every day, bro. It's so funny. I've been going to a lot of like local Pokemon
and you know this is like pent up like thoughts that people that have been working on Pokemon have had for like 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
like
God.
20 years yeah, people have been thinking about this.
Out of everything in Octillery? And then with an Octillery, I was like, okay, it'll like tentacle fuck somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a dude face fucking an Octillery. Like that's insane.
Well, I gotta look up what Octillery looks
like.
Yeah,
let me see it. What's crazy to me is like they didn't use the greatest hits. Like Lopunny, Vaporeon, Gardevoir, right? Like they didn't use any of them.
No way, dude, it's this one.
That one.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I don't,
but it's not even a question.
But to face fuck it?
Yes.
But you're supposed to use the tentacles on like.
Well, you can have that like. Well, I mean, I could get descriptive, but like, I mean, at the end of the day, I think everybody can be creative about this. And so, no, I think it's incredible. Like, I think that that should be the next expansion for POW World.
First of all, 100% agree.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement here. The thing is, I'm numb to this shit. We all see shit like this every day on the internet. But to see the families that go to these Pokemon tournaments in real life be in like shock and horror into reading this online was so funny to me.
Were they really upset?
Oh, they were furious.
The Slackoth one is really bad.
Yes.
What happened?
The Slackoth.
Okay, so
you haven't.
You want me to summarize, or do you want to say it? It's very.
Saw the like whenever I covered it. Mm-hmm. It was the day where like only the Typhlosion one was being talked about.
Oh, I thought that you were like being facetious so that he would tell the story.
So I'm going to go into graphic detail. No. I believe that on nothing.
Oh, okay. No.
So there's this story about this lady who goes into a forest and she abuses Slackoths. Okay.
Let me see what those look like.
They're little
floss. She like kills them, tortures them, just like for fun, basically.
She kills them, hangs them, and you know, that's how she blows off steam. She kills these things. Okay. One day, she goes into a forest and she gets knocked out unconscious. She wakes up to the scene of a bunch of Slackings, which is the evolved version of Slackoth, which is their Slackoth.
Oh, yeah, I can see where this is going.
Yeah, Slackoth, Vigoroth, and Slacking.
I get, I know where the story, there's going to be a bunch of them at the same time, right?
There's a whole bunch.
What a surprise.
And they beat her,
Wait, no, you forgot about the part where, so she's at a lake and all the corpses are hung up. Like, all the Slackoth corpses are hung up by the, like, still living Slackings.
Yeah.
And they're, like, in the lake and shit. And she's, like, so, like, terrified, she just passes out.
Yep. And then they all fuck her. and they get her pregnant.
So wait a second.
Yep.
You're telling me that Pokemon officially wrote a story.
Yes.
Where they took all of the dead bodies murdered by a female, a girl. They put the girl in front of the bodies. The dead bodies.
Yep.
She passes out. They gang her.
Yes.
And then she becomes pregnant.
With a slack off. And she gives birth to a slack off.
So what kind of like, was it the same?
No, there's
was
more, it like there's half more to it. Half? It's not over yet.
Okay, well, right, yeah, yeah. So what happened to the baby?
So then she gives birth to the baby.
Yeah.
And then she feels like it's her right to take care of the baby. And then the village considers her a fucking freak.
Yeah.
And then they kill the baby and her.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was like her friends thought that they were like helping her by like torturing and killing the baby.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's awesome, right?
That's a great story. That's awesome. Know. That's amazing. That's really, really cool. Like, I'm not going to spoil a whole lot of it, but, you know, in Metaphor, there's a story that's very, very close to that.
Metaphor ReFantazio?
Yes.
Have you played it?
Absolutely.
Offline?
Yes. What do you think I've been doing?
How far are you in?
Pretty far.
Should I play it?
Yeah.
On stream or off stream?
Off.
Okay.
It's like any other Persona game, I'm sure.
It's very, very good. I've been playing it a lot.
From 1 to 10?
9.
It's grindy as hell, right?
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, like, it's... I mean, a little bit. But, like, I mean, I probably spent, like, maybe 3 hours total grinding. Probably less than that.
Can you have sex with the elf girl? The red hair one? There's no relationships?
Hulkaborg? No, you can't.
What, you can't do that?
No, I don't think so. That's one of the differences between like this game and like I think Persona, because I was like reading discourse about it, but I'm not sure. I've never played Persona actually.
First of all, you should. Mm-hmm. It's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the streams that I have planned is where I'm going to start up Persona 3 Reloaded and not stop playing until I beat it.
Yeah, you said that last year. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to do it.
Well, eventually it'll happen.
I'm just waiting until December.
For you to do another subathon, huh?
Maybe.
No.
I'm definitely doing that. Maybe.
Oh my.
It got cut short, man.
Okay, so how did you ruin your own subathon?
First of all, it wasn't my fucking fault.
Okay, but it happened.
It did. So what happened was, is that I was doing a subathon. And I had this gimmick where the last person to sub would win $10,000, okay? But the problem is that when I went to go to sleep, the timer bugged out. The timer never hit zero. The timer was still at about an hour and a half, like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
But it displayed zero because the internal showing showed zero. And so then I'm at a point where it's like, you know, I had to talk to like lawyers to get the subathon actually made legal because it's, you know, it's very close to being illegal, but I made sure that everybody had a legal way to enter for free, which that was a pain in the ass. But because it hit zero, I was like, well, I guess that's just it. The guy who subbed last before it hit zero, technically hit zero.
Yeah.
Gave him 10 grand and just called it.
Wow. So yeah. You were the first subathon that's ever been made where you actually lost money.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow. So like, this really is... You're really not a victim here.
No, I made $65,800.
That's it?
What the fuck?
Yeah, in 8 days.
Oh, man. Come on.
I feel like that's pretty good.
I guess.
That's insanely good. What?
Yeah, it's all right.
Plus, the thing was, I was also really happy with it. It was great.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Really? You were happy? Because I've seen nothing except for you being mad.
Well, that's all you'll clip.
Yeah, of course.
People never clip me just being happy. That's really? Why when people come to my stream,
yeah,
they're like...
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, I've been hearing... Yeah, I have that happen to me a lot recently, too.
Yeah, they only clip the bad shit. They
sure do.
They come to my stream and they say, that's weird. I was really expecting you to be like this angry guy. And I'm like, nah, I'm just a dude.
Yeah.
You just never be sad or mad.
Well...
Yeah.
That can't happen.
Simple.
My problem is, I don't think people understand. I'm an entertainer.
Uh-huh.
I really love playing out me being angry.
Uh-huh.
It's very fun. It's like acting.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, it just depends. But I don't really get that angry over anime shit. But it's fun to yell.
I actually used to get more mad in... that's fucking funny. Holy shit, that's
good.
Look
at how many likes it has.
Oh, my God.
137,000 views. Or 137,000 likes.
Why is it so square? Your finger doesn't
look
like that.
Yeah, what the fuck? No, okay.
It doesn't look like that in real life.
It just wasn't rendered. It's my phone's fault.
Yeah, that's really fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say.
I've been going off a little bit on Twitter.
You've been having a good time, huh?
You seen any of it?
Yeah, of course.
You seen any of it, Emmy?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
What? You're mean.
I think I'm mean to people who deserve to be treated poorly.
The world needs a villain, right?
Absolutely.
Of course.
I don't believe that I need to show any remorse. I am a bully who bullies the bullies, but I'm very good to nice people.
I mean, your tweets
that's like Batman.
Absolutely.
That was awkward.
What? Yes.
Or like how we just like both talked and then looked at each other like, oh, who goes first?
Yeah.
I was going to say, your tweets are no worse than like what I see normally scrolling on my Twitter homepage.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I mean, I feel like I'm just saying whatever.
Same, but that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing, but it's not worse than what I normally see.
I just feel like I'm saying the shit we're all thinking.
Okay.
Yes, it is what it is.
That's good.
Yeah. And what would I say? Called Frogan fat.
Yeah.
Who cares? I said, support your troops. Okay. Took a photo in a MAGA hat. Who cares?
That's a good one.
Yeah. And I bought like four of them. None of them fit. It actually pissed me off.
Well, you have a really big head.
I do have a big ass head.
I don't know what the hell I missed. Yeah, this one. Yeah, I missed this.
Yeah.
I love how like when you posted that, I bet people were like, well, I guess it's over.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no.
I was sitting there just bored and I was like, man, a podcast sounds good as fuck, man.
Yeah.
What would you tell people on stream when they asked?
I said, if Asmongold gets removed from Steak and Eggs, I'm no longer continuing the podcast.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah, people would ask me about it and I'd be like, I don't know, but I genuinely didn't know.
Yeah. No, I said like just not doing it. It's the same thing I said for Linkin Park. If you know, Chester unfortunately passed, they kept the name Linkin Park. Nah, I refuse. I would have to change the name. If Asmund left, it just wouldn't be the same.
I think you're totally wrong about that.
That's okay. Would you be happy with us continuing Steak and Eggs without you?
Yeah.
Just be Eggs.
Yeah, just be Eggs.
We'd change the name. We wouldn't call it Steak and Eggs.
Well, if you call it, that'd be fine with that. Yeah, it'd be okay.
Who would we even get as a third?
So, well, we would need somebody who likes steak. We would have to get Guga Foods. That'd be the only name we keep. That's the only way we keep the
name.
Well,
we could have like Eggs and Bacon.
Case in point, we would change the name.
Yeah. What else? What other eggs? We could do.
I don't know what else you eat with eggs.
Mayonnaise.
Eggs and toast.
What?
Eggs and mayonnaise is fucking delicious.
Oh, eggs and toast.
Eggs and toast. It doesn't sound as good.
Ooh, disgust. Yeah, true.
I don't know if he'd want to do that, though.
I don't think he would.
No.
I don't know what the hell he does nowadays. The last time,
I think he still does his like League and Valorant stuff, I think.
Oh,
he has like Toast Esports, I think, and then he just streams random games.
Oh my, I forgot all about him buying an esports team. I wonder how much money he's lost on that so far. I'm really curious. Yeah, it must be a lot.
Does he have two teams? I know he had a League team. I don't know if he has a Valorant team as well. And Moist Critical had a couple League teams.
Oh, yeah, but they have like a whole, like, that's like a whole endeavor, right? Whereas, like, this guy's Toast, I feel like he's kind of just like, yeah, I'm going to throw some money away.
I remember that like, circle of, like, esports types of investing people tried to get Tips on board for OTK to have a League team.
You're
and then
kidding.
Tips came to me and was like, what do you think? And I was like, I don't think that would really work.
The people that were investing money into esports didn't really understand it very well. I'll keep it that simple.
You guys going whale watching later?
Whale watching. In Texas?
No, it's on the internet. They're doing whale watching for $4.99 a month.
What?
Adept is having an OnlyFans.
What?
So this was the funniest fucking thing. So Adept is suing XQC again. And she is suing him for a bunch of stuff. And they put the photo of her and she's wearing a yellow dress or like an orange dress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I swear to fucking God, I thought she was in jail.
Yep.
Like, I did. Because of the outfit, it looked like there should be a number printed on that. You see that? That looks like she's supposed to be in jail.
That does look like a jail dress.
Yes, exactly. That's the first fucking thing I thought. But yes.
It's crazy that she just keeps trying this.
Well, okay, you think about it, right? So after this is over, she's got two options, right? DoorDash or OnlyFans.
Yep.
So obviously she's going to try to get some money out of them because that's the only thing that she can do.
Listen, I don't know. Actually,
how long did they date again?
Too long, like 7 years, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, see at all. I've had maybe one conversation with him. I have no opinion of the guy whatsoever.
Uh huh.
I feel so bad for him. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's bad.
Yeah,
man.
I can't tell you
insane.
How horrifying it is to have someone like that obsessed with you. Who the internet will give validation to.
No, I don't think she really gets that much besides maybe like trolls.
She did at the start.
Everybody does at the start because people
will give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
right?
And also they don't like XQC, so they're like, okay, well, I'm going to believe this.
She wasn't like making these crazy accusations at the start.
No,
was
she's really been dialing it up.
Yeah.
I just know how stressful that must be for the guy. And as much as I want to make fun of the situation, I find it so fucked up, man.
Like, it's sad.
Just leave the fucking guy
all
alone.
All around bad.
Straight up. It actually pisses me the fuck off.
I'm glad that he's fighting it all the way.
Straight up. I really am.
It's so good because like if he had given her the money just to like leave, number one, I feel like she would have kept doing it anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because like, why wouldn't she? And number two, it's like it just sets such like, for her to have this happen publicly, it's like, yeah, that's what you fucking get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, he said, and I quote, I believe this is a verbatim quote, I would rather waste $1 million on lawyer fees than give a dollar to that bitch.
Ooh.
Which,
true.
I mean, good for him, man. Good for him.
Yeah.
I feel like too many people get away with like doing fucked up shit these days in the world. It's kind of like, when Tommy Somali got punched in the fucking face in South Korea. That shit was fucking awesome, bro.
I mean, he should be glad that he just got punched.
Like,
he should be. I mean, like, that dude has been fucking with people for so long. Like, I'm surprised somebody hasn't done worse than that, honestly.
You know who that is?
Johnny Somali.
Is it Johnny or Tommy?
It's Johnny.
Johnny. Yeah, I mean, I've only heard of him from him doing shit like that and getting, you know, his shit rocked. But yeah, I've heard of him.
That's the only thing that he's ever done.
Yeah, there was the when he went to jail in Japan as well. Yeah.
That was really funny.
It also made me happy. Like, he just went down like a little bitch.
Yeah.
One hit.
Well, what'd you expect?
Well, the thing is, it's not what I expected. It's what I wonder what he expected.
Yeah,
dude, it's crazy seeing these because, like, Adept and then Johnny Somali is like, they've been doing the same shit for so long and just getting shit on and it never works. And it's like, dude, these people just don't change. They just don't stop.
It's like they're
addicted. It doesn't matter the consequences. It doesn't matter if everyone's telling them they're wrong.
Yeah.
People just don't change and don't stop.
You can never tame a raccoon. It will always be a wild animal. And that's
true?
It. Yeah.
You can't domesticate a raccoon?
Not really. No. I mean, we tried.
We have Snuffy.
Snuffy.
Yeah, but she's a half raccoon, right? It's different.
Raccoon girl.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Soda Poppin' here. One of the best streamers that there is, period. And I'm here with my dogs, just hanging out. And I wanted to talk to you guys about some stuff. Lately, I've gotten tired of all the dog shit games I've been playing. So I thought to myself, why don't I just make my own? And one of those games is Claws and Chaos. It's an auto battler that's a little bit like Super Auto Pets and a little bit of Backpack Battles. I think it's pretty neat, and it features a weeb hamster that reminds me a lot of Tecto. Did you just forget to spend all your gold on that turn? What a fucking idiot. Sorry about that. Where was I? Right. Claws and Chaos features a ton of cute and cuddly animals, two asynchronous PvP modes, a full single-player campaign, and neat unlockable skins, like this trash-hoarding raccoon that we made for Asmigal. Oh, what? How the fuck did you forget to level up your units? You have 3 slime cats. That is straight ass. Who do we have recording this gameplay? Extra Emily? Oh, look what you're making my dog do. He's looking for your fucking brain down there. Oh, you can't find it. If you think you're better than me, you can play the demo right now on Steam, or you can wait to buy the full game, also on Steam, on October 22nd.
Do you have any Halloween plans?
My Halloween party is tomorrow, so it would have been in the past when this video comes out, but I have some crazy shit planned, but I can't tell you about it yet. It's a surprise.
And you're going?
No.
He can't. He's getting on. That would be dumb. He's getting unbanned tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm being released out into the wild.
Okay. Damn, dude. That would have been fun.
No, I'm chilling. Yeah.
You don't want to give any like surprises at all?
Hmm? Like any hints?
You can't give anything?
No hints?
Yeah, for the what you're doing.
Oh well, it'll already be out by the time this episode comes out for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Don't let him cheat.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, what are you doing, bro? Like, what the fuck?
No. Do you get scared easily?
I'm a bitch.
Good.
I am so in tune. Listen, I feel like people who don't get scared are just weak people, and they will be the first to die.
It's a survival instinct.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you, when you're watching a horror movie, if your adrenaline isn't pumping, if your heart isn't going hundreds of miles an hour, then you don't know how to tap into your fight or flight. The moment I'm in any dangerous situation, my heart starts going 140 beats per second. Time slows down, and it's like I enter bullet mode in the Matrix. Like, I am in tune with my fight or flight.
Are you the kind of guy that, like, when you're scared, you, like, start throwing punches?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no. I did. Ooh. I did have a scenario where my fight or flight kicked in recently where I got really, really angry.
What happened?
I rarely ever truly get angry. I'm a pretty happy guy. I am.
Uh-huh.
Whether people want to believe it or not, I'm a very jolly guy.
Yeah.
But I was at a card store. It was this place called Dragon's Lair.
I've been there many times.
And I'm just sitting there and I'm minding my own business. I'm opening some cards with one of my homies on stream.
Yeah.
This little kid walks up. He's watching us open packs. I was talking to his mom, you know, recommending she show her son Mega Man because he liked this Pokemon called Amarouge. Amarouge is based off of Mega Man. Maybe he'd like it. He's like, oh, well, might be a little bit too old. He might like more modern stuff. And I'm like, okay, here's what it is. And then I go to the, you know, I play her in a game of cards and then I go up to buy another box. And while I go up to buy a box, this lady, don't know who it was, you know, says, Chad, is it normal to be bald? And I'm like, I come back and I see my chat and they're all saying, Chad, is it normal to be bald? I'm like, what is this about? And, you know, apparently they say, oh, there was a stream sniper. She was being goofy. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. I'll just laugh it off. Bald joke. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right. Then all of a sudden, and we're probably going to need this blurred out, centered out. I hear someone call me a
ooh.
And I'm like, maybe I imagined it. Sometimes I imagine hearing things. Okay. And then
if somebody called me that, I'd be like, well, that's one of my friends from high school.
Hey. And I I'm like, okay, maybe I just imagined, maybe it was something else. And one of my mods says, bro, you need to leave the store immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And they sent me this screenshot of this one person who is a content creator. I'm going to leave their name out of it because I don't want to give them any clout. And this person was posting their Discord saying, yo, this person's being obnoxious as shit at Dragon's Lair. And I'm sure we can all believe that maybe I was obnoxious, but there's a vibe of it. I'm very kind and very cordial. When I do IRL streams, I don't disrupt the peace at all because I hate when people do that shit. And they say, I'll go up to him for $50 and call him a
right.
And so then I realize this bitch just said this in front of like 8 kids. And I got really angry really fast, especially because they made my friend very uncomfortable to where they wanted to leave.
So did they get the $50?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not sure. So when somebody makes my friends uncomfortable, I get very angry. When somebody does weird
stuff, I would have done that for $10.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, come on. $50? That's nuts.
Of course.
I'm going to tweet about that later.
Yeah.
Free engagement.
It's a new tweet longer. Just in time.
So I go up to this bitch, and I was really fighting how angry I was. It was her and her boyfriend at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And I say, are we going to have a problem? And they say, no, there's no problem. And I say, are you sure there's going to be a problem? Because I heard what you said. I'm pretty sure there is a problem. And she says, no, there's no problem at all. And I say, that's weird. I saw the screenshot of you typing this in your Discord. Are you sure we don't have a problem? And they say, they said, no, there's no problem whatsoever. And I said, I heard you call me a I'm pretty sure we have a problem. And if we don't leave the store, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
And they both get up. And I swear to God, I've never seen, they couldn't even make eye contact with me. And they immediately both get out of the store. And then I immediately go up to the manager and I say, by the way, this person said this word in your store. I don't know if that's the type of clientele that you want in your store. And now they're both banned for life.
Ooh, got him.
And then gets crazier. Then I find out who they are.
Right.
Yep. And then I post about them on Twitter. They deactivate both their Twitter and their Discord.
Got him.
Yep.
fucking got them.
Then I found more info.
That's what you get.
Apparently they have, and once again, I take this with a massive grain of salt. Apparently they had a history of like talking to minors. And I'm like,
who could have guessed?
Yeah, no, once again, I am a person where if I see that, that's on a Reddit thread,
yeah.
I'm like, well, let me see the proof first.
Right.
Right,
because yeah. I don't like, I feel like there's a current climate on the internet where people are just saying, this person fucks kids. Yeah. This person, you know, does all this crazy ass shit. And I'm like, okay, well, show me the proof of this happening. So I try to be careful, but apparently they're a piece of shit. I'm like, all right, it is what it is.
Wow, what a weird story.
I know.
Yeah, the last time I went to Dragon's Lair, there was just some guy that was talking to me about Warhammer 40K for like 30 minutes.
Yep.
And then I bought something and I left. That was about it. Yeah, I had no problem.
Yeah.
But I wasn't streaming, to be fair, then. I was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's been good reconnecting with the world more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, man, because like as a streamer, you live such a disconnected life, right? I mean, like you're not really living as a streamer. You're like just kind of existing on the internet for entertainment purposes. And so it's like I've been taking time off and it's been nuts, like just walking down to the store, going to the grocery store.
How much do y'all think streaming controls what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, probably most of what I do.
Yeah, for me, very much.
Yeah, of course. I mean, because it's like a job. I mean, like if you look at it from a perspective of how you would ask a person, like, you know, you go to Wendy's or you go to Home Depot, go to like a building in downtown and you ask somebody, how much does your job affect your day-to-day life? And they would say probably very much, right? Mm. Because it's like such a huge time investment. So I think streaming is the same way.
Yeah. I think I've been like barely streaming. Oh God, I say barely streaming. I'm still hitting like 3 to 4 hours a day.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
I feel like those are good numbers.
Those are good.
Are they? Because my chat says I barely fucking stream, and I can't tell.
It's
if that's
because
enough.
They're used to you streaming.
I guess
more.
They don't watch Emmy.
Yeah. Well, I've been streaming more actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
How many hours do you hit a week?
A week? Now I hit like 25 to 30.
Yeah, I'd say 20 to 30.
30 hours a week?
Actually, probably more than like 25.
Really?
Well, I've been, a lot of my streams now, I go for like 11 plus hours.
Doing what?
She played Sparking Zero. She did all that.
I did Card Shop.
And then also you had the cosplay contest. How'd that go?
Oh, that was so good. Yeah, it was really, really good.
You're enjoying Card Shop Simulator?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to stream it more.
Well,
I hit the grindy part.
Ooh.
I have a stream coming up in the middle of November. Where I'm going to be doing TCG Card Shop Simulator in real life.
Ooh.
Dang.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll be here, but it sounds
If you
sick.
Are, you're both more than welcome to attend.
Oh, boy.
Free cards. Going to throw a tournament. Meet the people. Open all of this store's packs. It's going to be good.
Can I show up?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Show up.
Oh, boy.
Open as much shit as you want.
Okay.
I can't wait, man.
All right. I'm down. That'd be really funny.
So much fun, man. We need a new card game, bro.
Magic the Gathering. It's the greatest card game
ever
made.
Like, if you've been collecting Magic for like 20 years, why are you going to want to put another like 5 figures into a new one that doesn't have as many people?
Well, first of all, One Piece came out 2 years ago and it's popping the fuck off. One Piece is doing amazing. But I mean like just a card game online, like a new Hearthstone, a new Legend of Runeterra.
I think that card games on the internet are stupid. I think they're stupid.
Why?
It's ridiculous because cards are a physical manifestation of something that can't exist in real life. But you're looking at something in a video game on the internet, you can make it a dragon. Why the fuck does it need to be a card? Just have it be the dragon. I think it's so stupid. I remember when Hearthstone came out, I was like, I've drafted Magic for 20 years. I'm not going to play what the fuck? Like, I'm going to play a card game on a computer?
It's fun.
It's stupid.
It's so fun,
it's
man.
It's so stupid.
I totally get what you're saying.
I never played Gwent. I never played Hearthstone. I never played Artifact. I never played any. They're just dumb.
I didn't play Artifact. I did not play that. But it's just something about the way they feel and like...
That they don't feel anything because you're on a keyboard.
Oh, man. And
I bought a new keyboard. So yeah. I go to Best Buy and I'm like looking at the keyboards. This kid walks over and I swear to fucking God, he's talking faster than XQC.
Oh, God.
And he says like, you need to get this other keyboard, right? And like, he actually picked out this keyboard for me at Best Buy and he's like, you get this one. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll buy it. And then he's like, okay, all right, bye. And then he comes back later on. He's like, can I get a picture? And that was it.
Yeah, it's like, no, the kid was talking like a fucking, he's like, he was like some collegiate player. And I was like, yeah, I bet you're on fucking Adderall right now, huh?
What keyboard?
It was a SteelSeries keyboard. He said it was the fastest keyboard.
Mm. What the fuck does that even mean, the fastest keyboard?
Like probably fastest like response.
How many miles per hour?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't thrown it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, if I stream again, I probably will.
Do you get recognized a lot in public?
Sure.
How many times did I?
I mean, sometimes zero because I don't go out in public.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
but,
makes sense.
But I don't know. It depends, right? I mean, it happens.
That's been a lot of fun because I can still go undercover quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm a bald guy. There's so many bald beard guys in the world.
Yeah,
there's
there
so
are.
But you're tall and loud.
But I walked into a card shop store. It's called Pixel Haven.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about you, man.
Oh, yeah? What did they say?
They were saying that you're a piece of shit, bro. They were going in. They were going in. And you know what I did?
What?
I joined them.
Good.
I said, yeah, fuck that guy, man. Tell me more how much you hate this guy.
Yep.
I was sitting on you for like an hour
oh
and
God.
A half.
Wait, what
and
were
said,
they,
by the
what
way,
were
I
they
know,
saying?
Oh, they were saying shit like, oh, I don't even know if I can say this on podcast. I'll say anyways. They were saying shit like how he's a Nazi, how he needs to go to jail.
You know what they called me?
He needs to go to jail.
They call me Genocide Andy.
Yeah.
I thought that was so fucking funny.
And what's even funnier
I think
is,
both of you need Twitter taken away from you.
Nah, yeah. Hell nah. And then I said, by the way, I do a podcast with the guy.
Yeah.
And they say, nah, you're shitting me. And then I show them and they're like, well, maybe he's not that bad.
Yeah, right. If was, only that knew, if only they knew.
I know, bro. It was so funny.
Holy
it's,
shit.
It's, I don't, I'm not, maybe you understood this. I never understood this. When I see things that happen on Twitter, I'm like, ah, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But like everywhere I go, like I would be like, y'all see what happened to Asmund on Twitter? Because there's a lot of people I hang out with who I don't, they don't know shit about what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all see what happened with Asmund on Twitter? They're like, yep. What an asshole. Oh man, it was so much, that was so much fun. I loved the 2 to 3 day period where people were like, what's your take, Techie? What's your take? What's your take? Man, people are trying to get me to say crazy shit about you, dude.
No, it's I had a similar thing, but I had this friend. She's like not super like internet savvy. She, me and her were like talking. She's like, oh, this was like a couple months ago. She's like, oh, like I heard this stuff about this guy, Asmund, and like seems like he says some like pretty bad stuff. And I was saying like, oh, well, like a lot of it is like, you know, he's like joking or it's taken out of context or like he's just trying to make people mad. And she was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then the fucking recent thing happened, and I was like, I'm not going to bring it up to her again.
Yeah. No, it's been probably my, like, the most mad I've had people get in a really long time.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, it's been, like, honestly, so people are like, I don't know what it's like, you know, like, I what's it like having all these people dislike you? I said, I don't know. I just wasn't reading it.
Yeah.
I just stopped reading it.
Oh, dude. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like people were like, oh, they wrote all these articles about you. They said all this stuff about you. I'm like, really? Okay.
Yep.
I didn't even know.
Dude, I hate when people will DM me and they're like, did you see what this person said? Here's the link. Did you see what this person said? Here's the link.
I hate that. So I literally had to tell, I've told so many people, like, stop doing that. I don't want to know what's going on.
Same.
Like, if it's important, I'll hear about it.
Yeah.
But, like, don't link me, like, weird posts. Don't like link me clips. Like I don't want, like I don't care. It's just annoying.
Yeah, like this one dude who's blown up a shit ton on YouTube relations. He's like getting like a million views on YouTube. Just always sends me like, he knows what every schizo on the internet saying. He was like sending me videos of this guy called like Cheeseburger getting like 7 views. Did you see what Cheeseburger said about you on YouTube? And I'm like, no, nor do I fucking care.
Fuck Cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's just one guy.
All my homies hate Cheeseburger.
Straight up, don't care. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, it was dope, man. It was very weird seeing you say the word, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, like, well, for me, it's been like just like an ongoing kind of like, I feel like the content that I was doing became like very uniform and it was like very one dimensional.
Sure.
And like, it was like, that's really what it's more about. Like some bullshit that I say or whatever, like that's like 10% of it, I would say.
Yeah.
Like the rest of it is like just a general demeanor, a tone, a type of content, things that I'm not doing, et cetera.
Yeah.
I've been overdue for a, you know, kind of like a recalibration of my stream.
Yeah.
And I think it's been great, honestly. I'm very glad it happened.
Yeah, you seem great.
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine. Everything's great.
I will say I would like an apology.
For what?
You haven't played Fear and Hunger yet, and I really want you to play
Beyond.
Yeah, but I need you to play it now.
Oh, okay.
It will become one of your favorite games.
I think I'll probably play it this month.
Great. Then you have 3 days.
Well,
you have 3 days.
In the next 30 days.
Yeah, in the next 30 days.
Okay,
in the next 1 month period.
You're going to love it. And then you're going to play Fear and Hunger too. And your chat's going to fucking love it.
Okay.
It's going to make you fucking mad.
Why?
Both of y'all need to play Fear and Hunger.
Oh, yeah.
I downloaded both of them after you said it.
Fuck
yeah. I've been playing other shit since like Sparky Zero and Card Shop and all that.
It's going to make y'all mad.
Okay.
Mad. Because it's bullshit and there's nothing you can do.
Okay. No, I'll try it. I will. Like I there's a lot of games that I'm looking forward to playing now. And I'm probably just gonna start going through the list.
Let's hear them.
Dragon Age Veilguard comes out in like a couple of days.
Expectations?
Garbage. It's gonna be a garbage game. Great. And it's gonna be great. And then also Ashes of Creation. And then decent, but could be a lot better.
Is it a full release?
No. It's an alpha. It's not even a beta.
Okay.
And then Monster Hunter Wilds is coming out with a demo. And,
what are you going to play?
What do you mean, what am I going to play? What do you think?
Greatsword.
Of course.
Yep. What are you going to play?
I don't know the weapons. I'll have to see.
Yeah.
I'll probably play it. No, I still haven't played one. It's been like a year and a half since I first said I was going to try it.
Fuck. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You might like it more than Dark Souls.
You think so?
Yep.
I do prefer the fights and all the Souls game over the exploration part. So.
Yeah, you seem like a Monster Hunter player. I think you're going to love the fuck out of it.
Look forward to it then.
I think you're going to go dual daggers. You seem like a dual daggers player.
I usually am a big sword person.
Yeah, I think you could do long sword.
Long sword.
Yeah.
Weave sword. Yeah.
Yeah, I can. That sounds close to great what sword, usually hell pick no. There's in, no way you play great games. Sword. Probably like the heavy slow attacks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
Yeah, where I'm stuck in an animation for three seconds.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I like the big swords, but like light movement.
That's the long sword. Yeah.
It's also like the best weapon.
Sick.
So you're just slash throw.
It's very, very good.
I'm a hammer player
because
it's the greatest one. It's also the most helpful because I'm just a great guy. I play a lot of co-op, so I like knocking the monsters out of my friends who aren't as good so they can hit it.
The hammer, by the way, all it does is stun the monster and you just hit the monster in the head. That's it. It just dies.
So funny, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I love that fucking game. I can't wait.
I'm very excited. I'm going to play the fuck out of it. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. And then what other game?
Let's see. Well, what else is really coming out recently? I'd have to really think about it.
So you're not doing Metaphor on stream?
No, I'm going to probably finish it. I'm going to finish it and beat it off stream. Yeah.
Yep.
I played it on day one on stream, but I put like probably close to 100 hours into it.
Okay. You got any games on your radar, Abby?
I'm trying to think. I do, but I have to think about it to remember.
There's a new really good game about, it's like Poppy's Playtime. You ever play Poppy's Playtime?
No.
No.
I know what you're talking about,
it's
though.
It's like Poppy's Playtime, but it's
like a mascot horror game.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's parkour. So you have to parkour away from like the bad guy chasing you the whole time.
And if
you
that sounds so stressful.
Yeah, if you missed up, he eats you. I need to do more. We should have done a Halloween special now that I'm thinking about it, but you know, oddly timed for a special.
Yeah.
We'll make up for that by going to Asmund's house again later next month.
Uh-oh.
We can have a Thanksgiving special.
At Asmund's house. Mm-hmm. We'll cook the whole meal there.
Yeah, he would love that.
Oh, God.
Or we can just order Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
Yeah.
In case the turkey gets burnt. Yeah.
Yep. I'm getting kind of pissed off at your like deep talk videos because you're not in your playground anymore.
You know why?
No.
Wasps.
No, stop.
That's what it is. There's so fucking many of them. And like, it's not even like the yellow ones are like, they're bad, but we have the elite red ones too.
Oh no.
Those are the really bad ones, right?
Yeah.
And then like you have the rare spawn black ones that usually just kind of keep to themselves, the mud daubers, but it's really the red ones that are bad.
You should make a video of combating them, like getting rid of the nest yourself with like sprays and shit.
Well, the thing is
and a suit.
So I don't know how to tell you this.
Oh no.
But I did that when I was 13 years old. Like, and I mean, I did that word for word.
Oh, man.
Where I put on a suit, I recorded myself, I knocked down the nest, and I still have the fucking videos.
Well, okay, time to do a new one.
Time to do it again?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Leak the vids.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was really fun to do them. I hate wasps.
Why don't you just get them exterminated?
I did, but then they come back. They respawn.
Ooh. You know what's crazy? Actually, that's I was going to call bullshit, but then I realized, no, the exact same thing's happening to me right now.
No,
I have five wasps in front of my house.
I actually do have an exterminator come around and and do like stuff that, because like there's almost nothing that I like can't deal with. But one of the things that I can't deal with is wasps.
Yeah.
Because like that was the thing, right? Is like whenever I cleaned the sink, like I used to have these like spiders that were living in the sink and they were also in my bath.
We all saw it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they bit me on the leg. I went to the emergency room today, actually.
Today?
I did. And so before the stream, or before this, I mean, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I have like a mark on my leg. I think a spider bit me on my leg or something like that. I was worried it was like a blood clot or something. And so they looked at it, but I'm not dead yet.
Great.
Yeah. Sorry guys.
If you do die today, do we have your blessing to post this video?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It'd probably be tonight, you know.
Thank God.
If it happens. Yeah. So you can just post it. It's fine with me.
What a dark question, bro. Yeah. That's insane.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, so I went up there today, and it turns out it wasn't a blood clot. It was just my head playing tricks on me. But, you know, that's just what I do. Yeah.
What is your number one? I don't know if you guys have this. What is your number one irrational fear that's reoccurring? Do you ever have anything like that? Because I'm assuming you fear blood clots.
Well, I mean, like, it's a red... Bro, look at this shit on my foot, man. Look at that.
I would be worried about that,
too. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's nothing, but like, I mean, and the thing is that like, if it's not something that's like bad, I don't really care.
For me, it's falling down the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Sophia fell down the stairs yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she got banged the fuck up.
Like slip or like...
Slip. Goof, goof, goof.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me before.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content, so you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck... And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking... To be honest, disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important, because he may start getting lazy on the job, but I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
My number one irrational fear, you're sitting in a room. You're like, I have people over all the time. Every now and then I'll just start disassociating and I start thinking, what if I just stop understanding English? Like, think about how freaky that is.
That would be horrifying.
Like, you're sitting in a podcast, and everybody starts talking like that, and you're like, what do I do?
Considering most people that talk to me, I'm not really listening to them.
Yeah.
I actually don't think it would change a whole lot.
Oh.
I would just wait for them to stop doing that, and then I'd just go... That'd be it.
Yeah. Dude, the brain is a crazy fucking thing, man. Oh, have you started doing any more exercise?
Yeah, I've been... I've been physically active. Yeah, like, because, well, back in the day, like, so I used to play video games for 8 hours a day. I used to be physical for like 8 hours a day, like going out, like playing, like going into the woods, building forts, cutting down trees, doing all kinds of shit. 8 hours a day, and then I would sleep for 8 hours a day, right? Like, that's what my life used to be. And then I started playing World of Warcraft, and that went away. And so then it was playing video games 16 hours a day. So I've been getting a little bit more back into it because I used to be extremely physically active all the time.
You going to buy the new mount?
Oh, my God.
$90 dinosaur.
Tell me about it, man. Walk me through your reaction when you read
that. Honestly, like, I feel like they waited, bro. Like, I think they waited for me to be gone. I did. I think.
Does WoW have whales like that? Because I know League does, but League has a huge like Asian community and
has whales, has krakens. It's got Leviathans.
But like, do they be buying that shit?
Yes!
Oh my God.
Yes, there's so many of them. I've seen all the screenshots. And it's a bunch of people, I have to have this. No, you fucking don't. You know, Cheryl, should fucking put it back. Put your credit card down right now, Amanda.
What is the mouse?
Stop it, you fucking OCD psycho.
For $90.
You don't need a fucking mount.
What does it do?
It makes you a fucking idiot. That's what it does.
It does.
It does. $90. And so they're sitting there. They're like, I finally get banned. And they're like, all right, get it out now. Quick, quick, quick. Put it out. He can't make a video. He can't react. It's going to be okay. We're going to just completely get this one under the radar.
Are you World of Warcraft's number one hater?
I did not forget. What?
Are you WoW's number one hater?
No, I'm WoW's number one fan.
Whoa,
you
really?
Know what you want to know WoW's number
Wait,
one
but
hater?
That actually is kind
Blizzard
of sick.
Entertainment.
Too true.
Okay, but that is a cool mount.
That's why it's $90.
Nah, that's just lame as fuck. Are you kidding me?
That I think it's so cool.
It's a ground mount?
Yeah.
It can't even fly?
Why do you need to fly?
I think that's cool. I wouldn't buy it, but it's not as bad as I expected.
Yeah, you're a fucking millionaire.
I just said I wouldn't buy it.
Oh.
I said I wouldn't buy it, but it doesn't look as bad as I thought.
I would buy it. If I was in the game, I would buy it.
I know.
Just because I could.
I know.
I would
not. Dude,
you're
like Nick. I played League with Nick when we did that stuff with like soda in them.
Yeah.
And he bought the $500 Ahri skin, played it once, never touched the game again.
He's so cool.
Jesus.
Dude, Nick's the fucking man.
Yeah?
He's the fucking man. He's been good to me. You know,
been flying girls out. Ooh, that's it.
I will say the one problem I have with Nick, and I've talked about this on a personal level, is that it's just insane how he's just taking all the pussy in Austin.
You think so?
He's just fucking everybody, man.
Just collecting all of them.
Yep, he's a gladiator, man.
You know? I guess so. Yeah, two-time rank one.
It would take me less time to ask who is Nick not fucking.
Yeah,
to get a list and ask him who he is.
I want to see who's going to be next on the rotation. I think it's going to be fucking hilarious.
The rotation.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
The rotation.
I mean, I'm just being honest. Okay? Yeah. You know? Like, yeah, I mean.
I think everyone kind of knows.
Everybody knows what it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, he is farming the fuck.
He's been doing great.
Circles.
I'm so happy for Nick. It's been really good to see.
It is. I love that dude. He's always been great to me.
He has to say that, by the way.
Do I?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't have to say that.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm very upfront with people who I don't fucking like, people who I know. Nah, Nick's the man.
Okay.
Same thing with Mr. Arthur.
Yeah?
Apparently he's really nice.
Apparently Mr. Arthur and Fan got a thing too. I kind of like, I'm not really lost in the sauce. I just know the Nick and Catchy thing, something about them and then...
Yeah, I need to read the 4chan threads more often. Then maybe I'll be able to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
I really, honestly, I don't even know what the fuck happens 90% of the time. Like, you guys,
Same.
Like, you know, I'm not anywhere near here, like, in Austin. Like, they're up here doing all this other crazy stuff, and I just don't even fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting there in my house chilling.
Yeah. I mean, he's pushing for content. I mean,
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, the streamer awards are up to nominate.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they came out earlier today, and I got to the reality of I don't know any fucking streamers anymore. I have no idea.
Really?
So who's the best FPS streamer? I couldn't even name one.
Who's the FPS?
Maybe Tarek, Tenz.
Kaide
probably will get nominated.
Yeah,
too.
I put Jinxie. I'm pretty sure he plays shooters.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Because he does play Rainbow Six.
Yeah, and then for variety, I put Queso.
It's not even a question.
Yeah, for sure, Queso.
Oh, okay.
It's right. Not even a question.
For Streamer of the Year, I put you.
I don't know about that. I don't think I'm Streamer of the Year. I think I've been really lazy this year.
I disagree.
I think that, honestly...
Even if you were, I don't know if they'd let you be Streamer of the Year.
Yeah. I think that the Streamer of the Year is actually the most obvious decision
this
year.
You guys got?
Speed.
Really?
Yes.
Over Kai?
I think that Kai's put in a lot of content and he's done a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
He's won it for the past 2 years and I think it's deserved. And if he did win it, I'd still say it was deserved. Mm. But I really think that Speed with like what he's done with like IRL stuff and like the connection that he's made with like football and like other types of like content and like the traveling the world, I think that's really cool. And I think Speed should win it.
Okay. Yeah, I put you.
Okay.
I think Kai is more like
I mean, I react to YouTube videos, so that's pretty good too, right?
The thing is that you do so much with so little.
Sure.
I get very worried about Twitch is becoming a little bit. Back when I first started streaming, we didn't have to do all this shit like going to China to get some views on my channel. So, like, I kind of just like people playing video games and watching videos.
I mean, they still play video games and watch videos, sure. Right? But they do a mix.
Like, it's like for example, like a lot of YouTubers have the opinion that Mr. Beast ruined YouTube. Where he just does this content that just really just can't be replicated. And maybe they're bitter.
Like that's like, yeah, that's kind of unfair to say, like, oh, your content's too good and everyone else sucks.
Yeah, it kind of is like a Baldur's Gate 3 scenario where other developers were like, you made your game too good and we can't keep up. But I don't know, man. There is this certain pressure where it's like, do I need to go to Russia for 1 week to make sure my channel doesn't die? I wish more people in the community were just like, this guy's playing video games and I'm okay with that for on a gaming platform, but... Maybe
you know, there's a lot
opinion.
Of people that still play games and are doing well.
Sure, but I would say there's a lot of people who would say you're being lazy. That's lazy content.
Sure.
It is lazy.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing, but...
Then why talk about it?
Well, because...
it is.
Well, the reason why...
My content's lazy. I'm like, exactly. I want to do.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's the point.
By the way, like, didn't you stay up to, like, 3 a.m. doing the cosplay competition? I would not say that's lazy.
5 a.m. But that's, like, twice a year.
Damn.
That's, like, twice a year.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Driving all the way over there for the Renaissance Fair? Holy fuck.
I drove 5 hours, then streamed 7 hours.
Jesus. That's a lot.
But it's like, that's not all the time. Most of my content is just like watching
You're just
stuff.
Sitting there doing fucking
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, it's great. I fucking love it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. I think the content is like... I think the reason why people fixate on it is they see somebody who's doing really well on Twitch, making a lot of money, and they're like, this loser is doing nothing, and I work a job, and I'm not getting as much money as him. And it just makes them mad. I think it's actually just that simple.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess my problem is, I'm really not the demographic. I know there's a huge number of people who love like these huge events, they love them, but for some reason, like, I just don't enjoy them at all. I really do just enjoy, like, oh, this guy's reacting to this video that I like. That's cool.
No, I watch the same stuff, but I just like the vibe that it's, like, someone hanging out.
Yeah, that's what I like, too. Yeah, like, this guy's playing, like, anybody who's playing Dark Souls 1, Elden Ring,
I think events are closer to, like, watching live TV.
Like, television, yeah exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is nerve-wracking. I'm doing, I guess, too big... streams where they're not just me reacting on the internet.
Well, like you said, the TCG shop simulator. What's the other one?
I'm doing an actual all-nighter.
Oh, right. Because of the false advertising.
Yeah, a lot of people were like saying, oh man, this was a half-nighter. And I'm like, yeah. All right, I'll do an all-nighter and show you guys where you never wanted that.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to just fall asleep pretty much immediately. But I'm like, all right, I'll do it. I
mean, OTK all-nighter, you fall asleep at 11 p.m.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was like everyone hanging out till everyone falls asleep.
Like a sleepover?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm hoping to make it fun. Like, I'm going to, you know, do some beer pong, going to do some spin the bottle, going to do a Ouija board.
Did you guys ever have sleepovers whenever you were kids?
Absolutely.
All the time, yeah.
First
yeah.
time I ever made out with a dude.
Nice.
Yep. That shit was awesome. And I lost my virginity the same night.
What? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this?
You told me the first half of it.
First real big sleepover that was co-ed.
Yeah.
This is when I was 18.
We never had that. Like, even as, like, teenagers, yeah. There was never even the question of, can we have a co-ed? That's just absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, I've never had a co-ed sleepover, ever.
Five boys, 12 girls. It was fucking awesome.
Oh my God.
It was so awesome.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that night was insane.
Of course.
Yeah, there was this whole circle of these girls, and they really liked this show called Homestuck, and they used to ship me and my buddy together.
Homestuck, oh my God.
Yeah, and so because they thought that we were like Gamzee and Carcat. I was Gamzee, he was Carcat. You probably know what that means, Emmy.
I know what that means.
Yeah, so they shipped us, and then they made us take off our clothes in front of them and, like, swap clothes. And then they wanted us to, like, kiss in front of them. And I was like, all right. By the way.
These girls must have been so fucking weird.
Oh.
So yeah. Weird.
Dude.
I haven't seen the show, so I don't understand.
It's not a show. It's a webcomic.
You would think these were, like, the weirdo girls. Bro, they were so fucking hot. It was insane. Like... that was a surreal night. And then this one chick got so turned on by me and my friend kissing each other that we went upstairs and fucked. That shit was crazy.
That's insane. Like, we never had anything like that happen in any capacity. Like, the parents would have never allowed that.
Well,
like,
we were 18, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, well, we had one time, like, everybody was drinking and we were, like, 12.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, that was, like, and then people, we got in trouble for that.
I never had that either. But it was just because, you know, we're 18. We're, like, you know, we're getting into college.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally different.
Yeah, and the parents weren't hollering.
Like, so I was thinking, like, this is, like, a 15-year-old situation,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, hell
like,
no. Yeah, okay. that would be, there's no parents going to allow that shit.
Right. Know. Well, I don't know about no parents. There's a lot of really fucking, like, really dumb parents.
Yeah.
I've seen that many times.
You ever kissed a dude?
Have I ever kissed a guy on the lips?
Yes.
I've never kissed a guy on the lips.
Okay. It's weird.
Okay.
You're straight.
Yeah.
You're like confident in that?
I can suck a dick. It wouldn't be gay.
Okay. So you're very
That's
straight.
That's how straight I am.
Okay. Man, it just feels like nothing, man. It really just feels no different than...
Yeah? Like a high five?
Yep. Because like when there's no emotion behind it, especially right. when there's only disgust behind it.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's bad, bro. It's so bad. But yeah, I'm very confident that I'm not gay. Although sometimes I sound a little fruity.
Yeah, you do.
I noticed.
I mean, like, I would kiss a dude. It's not something I'd be afraid of, right? Yeah. It's like, I mean, if it was really good content, I would do it, sure. But like,
when is that good content?
I don't know, because people think it's stupid.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it doesn't really bother me. Like, I don't really, not really insecure about it.
I was going through a list in my head of, because my chat, I talked about this morning too. Why am I saying this shit?
Yeah.
I was like, which dude in Austin would I make out with?
So this is what you were talking about with like being fruity sometimes?
No, sometimes my
That's
voice is-
pretty fruity.
No, okay, the shit that I say, sometimes I do say fruity shit, but sometimes I just have like this, my voice sounds fruity. Like, oh yes. It happens sometimes. I never know why it happens.
Maybe because you're making a list of all the guys you want to make out with.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Number one dude in Austin I would make out with. If you had to pick one guy in Austin that you would kiss on the lips for content, who would it be?
I don't know. Somebody without a beard.
Okay. So?
I don't know. I like any of them.
Miz.
Sure.
Very kissable lips.
Sure.
My number one was Jimmy here.
Why would you pick Jimmy?
Because he's the fucking man.
But wouldn't he, like, he's got that little mustache.
I know, I hate
Ooh,
it too.
God. Ooh, yeah. I don't know, man.
Just because he is the fucking man, bro.
Yeah?
Yep.
You know, I used to play PUBG with Jimmy 8 years ago.
You should do that again.
Really? You think so?
Yep. I think he's such a good friend to have.
He's so nice.
Yeah, like...
He's always been a good guy. I've liked him the whole time I've known him.
Yep. Fuck, dude. And I'm starting a podcast with him.
Really? What's it called?
It's called Homebound.
Is it the D&D thing?
Yep. Oh. We've already recorded eight episodes. We've released none of them.
Wow.
We're getting it animated by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animators.
Oh, cool.
Very excited about it. Doing that with Finn. Mm-hmm. And not going to say who the other two people are. But very exciting. Been working on it for a couple months. I hope you guys will watch an episode or two.
Yeah, I'll watch it. How long is it?
Sometimes the episodes are 2.5 hours.
Oh, God
sometimes
damn.
Sometimes the episodes are 4 hours.
God damn, you've done 8?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
These are intense as fuck.
Well, you've been doing them on this day, right? After,
is that
standard
for a D&D podcast?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. I've never watched one.
I've consumed every Critical Role episode.
Really?
In preparance for getting better at D&D. And man, it's like going into another world. And like episode 1 to 3, I'm like, it's kind of hard. Episode 5, like sometimes I will forget where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's awesome, bro. And also Finn, shout outs to Finn, who's usually our camera guy. Dude is a genius.
Yeah.
He's so fucking funny. It's unbelievable. It's very good. I'm very excited about showing you guys that. I hope you guys will like it.
I'll downvote the video. Yeah, I'm gonna doubt. Well, I mean, hey, it counts as an engagement, right?
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all that matters.
For sure. So when are you gonna release it?
I think we're releasing it next month.
Okay.
Yep. As well as my Gamer Subs flavor is also coming out next month.
What's it called? Oh, okay.
Censor that, please. I want it to be a surprise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't wait. A lot of big things are happening this month for me, man.
That's good. A lot of big things have happened to me this month, too.
Yep.
Yeah. It's been a great, great time for me. And Man, I am very relaxed. I'm ready to start streaming again.
Do you think we make it to episode 80?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, by that time, I'll have streamed 30 times. I mean, that's a lot of...
that's a lot of potential.
That's a
error.
Lot of fuck-ups that I could... Yeah, I could have had a lot of fuck-ups there.
I predict you get banned again before episode 80.
Okay.
We should do a special if we make it to 80.
If.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big if, guys.
Man, that's doom and gloom.
Yep. Yeah, if I get banned again, we're going to kick. That's
yes.
right.
Yes, sir.
We're going to kick. We're going to start gambling.
Oh, have y'all voted?
Not yet.
I haven't, no.
I don't know if I'm going to vote, actually.
Why?
I don't think that either. I don't think Kamala Harris or Trump are really great candidates.
Well, they're both getting in there somehow.
Yeah, I just don't really give a fuck about which one wins, to be honest. I think it's kind of a wash.
I really like saying that I'm giga pro Trump. It makes people really angry.
I know it makes people angry. I've been reading about that.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
You don't got to do anything. They're just like, you like Trump?
You wore the hat. People got mad about the hat.
About three of them. It's so funny, man.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I might vote. I just haven't really decided. My dad already has too, I think.
I will say I would like you to vote for somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, because my dad made it very important that voting is our unalienable right as American citizens.
I think that they should have a third option, and it should be called do-over. And if there are enough people that vote do-over, every single person in the Senate and the Congress doesn't get any money until they come up with a president that people actually want to vote for.
I agree.
Like, it should be like a shutdown button. Like, okay, this is too much. Let's redo this and figure it out.
What if that just happens every time, though?
Great.
Cool.
awesome.
I want to ask you one more serious question.
Okay.
We should probably get out of here pretty soon.
Sure.
Yeah, most likely.
I am going to give you my full trust.
Okay.
My 100% trust. I'm going to erase all...
Shut up. Just what is it?
Okay. Whatever you say, I'm going to believe. I'm not going to question it at all. Does the president actually matter?
Yes.
Can you explain why?
Well, the president is part of effectively like three branches of government, right? So you have the executive branch, which is the president, the legislative branch, which is the Congress and the Senate, and then you have the judicial branch, which is the Supreme Court. And so each one of them has a different type of responsibility and a different way that they're elected into being part of the, part of the government. So the president is definitely more of a figurehead than people make it out to be. People act like the president changes everything. It doesn't necessarily change everything. Look at how many things Trump tried to do that they, were executive orders that they had to shut down. But that was, again, a check and balance from the judicial, right?
Yes.
From the Supreme Court. And so, the president does matter. Absolutely, it does.
Okay, so tell me how much of this sentence is wrong. I'm going to give you my full opinion.
Okay.
Just tell me, okay.
Sure.
So I believe that the president is more like a figurehead, more like a mascot of America to give Americans the illusion that there can be potential change every 4 years, when in reality, they're just someone for Americans to blame for when something goes wrong, and then they remove them on the fourth year term and say, well, don't worry, guys, America will be good this round.
I think that you can give it that perspective, and in a lot of cases, it's true, especially with presidents like Bush. Mm. But I also think that like the other branches of government are electable also, right? I mean, like, for example, the Supreme Court, you do elect the Supreme Court by like a removal, right? And so you elect the person who elects the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And or it's basically republic, right? Rather than like democracy. And also Senate and Congress matter a lot, and you vote for them. So I think people should be more focused on like having candidates that represent them in a way that's like authentic, rather than acting like the system is totally fake.
Okay.
Because I don't think like and the problem that I have with it is that like, people always talk about like, oh, how we don't really have a democracy in America or, like anything like that. Tell that to somebody in Russia or China, right? For example. They're like, we enjoy a tremendous privilege. The fact that we can vote and that we can choose to like politically dissent, you can wear a Trump hat. You can, be a white dude for Kamala Harris, right? You can do anything like that. That's a really great thing. And I think it does have an impact. It absolutely does. But like at the same time, I don't think you should gaslight yourself into thinking that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think that that's the people that benefit from you thinking that it doesn't matter are the ones that are already in charge.
Okay.
Just think about it.
So who should I vote for?
whoever you want.
I want to vote Trump.
Okay, vote Trump.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, vote for Kanye West. I don't care. Like, I mean, that, it's your right to vote, right? I mean, vote for whatever you want to vote for. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Okay. Well, do we have comments to read this week?
I'm down to read some comments. Yeah.
We do.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, depending on how the Asmongold situation plays out, this could be very convenient. This could be a very convenient or inconvenient video.
Oh.
True.
Never forget that Tectone Subathon lasted less than Concord servers.
Wow.
Yep.
Tectone, the type of person to have the cops arrive and say, oh boy, we've got company.
We've got company.
Oh boy.
RIP Steak and Eggs didn't even make it to episode 80. It could still come true.
Why don't you do the last one, Tectone?
I just think this is just capped. POV Steak and Egg, 85% at Tectone speaking. 10% Asmund speaking, 5% Emeru speaking.
I don't think that's true. There's no way Emeru speaks 5% of the time. It's less.
Then what, like 2?
Yeah, 2%. Yeah.
2%?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I come in to record Steak and Eggs and I'm like, all right, then I just won't fucking talk. I'll just fucking sit here. Damn, bro. Ugh.
Do people actually get mad about that? There's
yes.
No way. What?
Of course they do.
Really? Oh my God. I get so many people come to my Twitch chat and just say, bro, shut the fuck up. I want to hear Asmund and Emmy. You're interrupting her. Let her talk. And I'm like, oh my God, bro.
And that's so when I get told. So true and so based.
Do you ever think that maybe they're right?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
I'm the retard who actually takes these people seriously. That's my fault.
Yeah, you got to ban them. You just power ban them.
I do. Wait, I need to take a photo of all of us for memories of the podcast didn't die.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful. That's going on Twitter.
Great.
Feels good to be back.
Well, I think that's about it, guys. So, it's another episode, just another normal everyday, nothing crazy, nothing different. And thanks a lot for watching. And
shit.
We'll see you on the next one.
Unless we get banned.
That's right.
Yay.
All right, peace.
You turn and you look at me. There's a little